And Kuflun Gimel, Sifur Aleph. Okay. Basic analysis. You have a shul, which has already been used. Oy Levenim Ve'etzim Basic Analysis, Yoshan. Or you have the materials from a shul. Shesasru. Which have been the building has been taken apart. Okay, so since it's been used for the purpose of a shul, so it has kedushas basic nesses on it. So what can you do with these materials? So the lachos yichalom liten b'matana. So you're allowed to sell it. That we said before. You're allowed to sell it. Shiva too, you're allowed to sell it. But to give it away, we could argue, look, why you're allowed to give it away? Bishlam, you're selling it. You're getting some use out of it for something else. There's time to give it away. That's not proper. Okay. So why is it much to give it a matana? The lav, the havile, the huhano, I mean, lo havi yoivile, hadra havile kemecher. Every matana is some element of mecher in it, because you're responding to something benefit you got from the person. You feel you've got benefit from him. You want to in some way reciprocate. So in that sense, it's like a mecher, or you're hoping to get some type of benefit from the person. You want to generate this goodwill, which the person will then give you something. So either way, you're doing it due to a benefit. So that's some form of not just sending it away for no purpose. There's a valid purpose.
What purpose?
I'm sorry?
What did you say? There's a what purpose?
There's a valid purpose, therefore it's mutter. You can exchange them. And they'll go out l'chulun. So all that's fine. However, so you've some way exchanged the kedusha which is on them into something else, and you gave them away for a valid reason. However, I will also lemashkenon or laskirin or lashilin. You haven't sold it; you're just renting it out, so you're making money on it. But the item is still the original item, so it still has its kedusha on it. You have not, as it were, exchanged its kedusha onto something else, so you can't use it as a rental, or as a, so somebody should borrow it, she'elo, or as a mashkin.
Forgive me, we're talking about the bricks or the wood from a synagogue, right?
Yeah.
So wouldn't the kedusha leave it once the synagogue was disassembled?
No. It still has, once it's been used for that purpose, it has the status of kedusha.
But I thought any quote-unquote kli that's broken loses. Well, I'm thinking wrong now. Kli loses tumah. What am I thinking?
Right. Yep. Okay. And this is a feel like the shiva tuva ear. Even though we said the shiva tuva ear have a lot of power, but to just rent it out to somebody else, they cannot do. Shadai nishorim b'kedushas, and the kedusha is still there. You can't say the kedusha has been exchanged onto another item. This whole problem is if you're now giving this up, lending it to somebody or renting it to somebody, they should use it in a way which is will not be proper while it has its kedusha. You can lend this avatar to use.
Well, Moshe, no, that's using for collateral, so there is something else there. What the item that they're being used for collateral, I guess.
You're not exchanging it. The loan will be repaid. The mashkin is there just to guarantee it. So the mashkin is not, there's no exchange in the mashkin. Right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So, Samadal, basic nesses, Yashin. It's been Yashon over here means that it's been used already, as opposed to Chodosh. Or the materials be based on Yashon Pirush, Shikra Hitzbalu by Kilel B'Sivches. definition of Yoshin, we've davened in there already. So you can give these away by Matana. Again, but this is only Hanab Shiva Tuva Yair, B'mayim and Anshah here. That this part of the power of the Shiva Tuva Yair includes this as well, but you can't do it without the Shiva Tuva Yair. V'yesharim and the Filip Aloysh B'mayim and Anshah here, Nam Yechel, they could do it. You don't need both elements. The city council of the Shiva Tuva Yair, plus the people being aware about it and being present. But even they have they're authorized even without other people being present. Ubekrachim also bechol gavni. However, this is all talking about the basic knesses of the kfar, which they have a power to sell. The basic knesses of the krach, which he said the problem is they can't sell because it's not just the people of the city. It's a large city. People are coming in and out, so people from outside the city are also benefiting from it. The Shiva Tuvi are not empowered to sell. So not empowered to sell. They're not empowered to give away either. So you'll give them a ton. Some as I remember, the kech can use it for something else. Now the Shartzian defines we touched on what we had before, that there are some things even after you get you can't use the verb America to bursaki based tefillah or basic kisek. But if the Shiva Tuvi are sold with my answer ear, the cat can use it even for these four things. So now it's relevant now to the materials, the same issue. Can use it for those four items. And the answer is depends. Whether the Shiva Tuvi Yir sold it b'mayim and anshi here or gave it away b'mayim and anshi here or not. If they did, you could use it for those four things as well. If they did not, you cannot. So why allowed to do this? The Chara, they're not really exchanging the Kedushin or anything. The answer is, Dilav the Havilehu. You had some benefits. Ashimakabim l'shiyilehem hanoa mimeno beisabham, or you hope to get a benefit. Lefizab, if that's the logic, is also giving it away to some distant place where the possibilities of interaction between the two are minimal, so you have no reason to believe that they're going to be giving you any benefit in return. There's no exchange. Now, if you give it to them to use for a shul, that's one thing. They'll take the property, the materials, and rebuild the shul there. Fine. But they want to use it for cholin. So how's it going to cholin? What's it exchanging on? Well, it's exchanging on the benefit they're going to give you, the hanah they're going to give you. They're not giving any hanah. I never attacked them at the end of my life. So that's awesome. Obviously, they want to use it for a secular usage. But to give them the use for a shul, like what's the that's fine. The only problem is that you're it's less kedusha, and you're not using it in the way proper way that you have to respect that kedusha. That's a problem. If you're using it as the way you're supposed to respect that kedusha, it's an adarab. I'm going to run the Shana to Hudan like Tilham, Mutalam is Itilham Savatar, who I didn't call Tishish Kadusha, Bimatana, to Anamarita, and I said, Makdusha, son, Bissem. You want to give this shul, this outlying shul, a Savatar is a Matana, so they use it as a Savatar, like, fine, or something else of that sort. However, but Lamashkin, Alaskiran, Kimish Gubachev is Lonimkir, you're not selling out the actual item, and I'm Rishus Abbailam Rishonim, who it's still in the original owners, which is the city, etc. But Kedusha Seiko, it still has the Kedusha on it. Or Lashilin, or you lend to them Pirish Al Zman. So you're giving to them for a period of time, and then they will return that item. Dilu B'Havo, L'Chalutin, Halobi Yachsu, Levena Macherim, Timurosim, Mavali Shari, the Hainar Chalipin, the Sharidin. So, the difference in the English language, we have something called a loan. right? Lending or borrowing. There's two words for that in Lashon HaKadosh. There's Havo and there's She'elah. Havo is a loan. She'elah is also a form of a loan. I'm borrowing money and I'm borrowing your car. The difference between borrowing money and borrowing a car is when I borrow your car, you expect to get the same car back. When I borrow money, you expect to get different money back. I should spend the money, you'll give me other money instead. When I borrow some eggs or some sugar, you're not giving back the same eggs. You're going to consume the eggs and give me other ones instead. Right? But if I it says, you know, can I borrow your jacket for davening? You come back with a different jacket. I said, well you just, I consume the jacket, I give you something else instead. You know, like, that's not what I meant. So in Lashon HaKadosh, Havo is when it's consumed, and She'elah is when it's not consumed, which means the actual item is given back. So the person is borrowing the materials of the shul. So what does that mean? If he's putting them into his building, he's not giving you back those same materials. He's giving you other materials instead. So that there is an exchange. The new materials he's giving you instead are the exchange from the kedusha will go from these materials onto those materials. So that's fine. The problem is that's not the issue here. The issue over here was a case not of halvor, but a case of she'elah, which means he needed these for some purpose. Now he'll give you back the exact same items afterwards. So they never left their kedusha. They weren't exchanged into anything. That's where you have a problem. Okay, so this is you cannot be master.
What about a shul sends a sefer Torah to a shiva house? Does that come in this category?
Would you? I don't think that this is the same. I mean, that's because do you need that heter? I don't think so, because the issue over here is that the ownership is to the city. And you're taking away from the city and giving it to somewhere else. We say, well, if you're just lending it, it still belongs to the original owners. It still belongs to the city. So it means that there's no exchange of kedusha there. But to the members of the city, you don't have to come onto that. They own it. So they're using it. It's not a she'elah in a certain sense. You would argue that the members of a shul, right, that's part of their membership, is the right to use. They have get some schus and the tashmishim to use them for the purposes that are necessary.
And I don't understand. You're talking again. We're talking about like bricks and beams from a shul that you're going to give away to somebody, but they still have the kedusha. So what can you do with that? You can't use that for a secular purpose, can you?
Okay, so a second. Let's go back. Let's say we sell it to the person. So selling the person is mutter if it's not from a krach, which then you cannot, you know, take it apart and send it away. But it's from a kfar, which is the village. So basically it belongs to these people. So there is a way to take these people as represented by the city council of the seven elders, Shiva Zion, the Zion Tuvio here, can sell the items. The kedusha will leave the items because they're getting something instead, they're getting money instead, which could be used for the needs of the city. Okay. Now comes the Shulchan Aruch and says, well, what about, I'm not selling it, I'm giving it away as a matana. So, one second, so I understand when you're selling it, or I'm exchanging it either through money or I'm exchanging it, the medium, whatever is kedusha here, all the items goes out to the money, as it were. And now you can use the item for secular purposes. The kedusha will be removed. But if I'm not getting any money in exchange, so how did it leave its status? So if I'm lending it or renting it out, that's true. Comes Shulchan Aruch says, if I give it as a matana, that's still mutter. That's mutter. Why? Because most people only give matanas because there's an expectation of either they've gotten some benefit or they're going to get some benefit. So the kedusha, as it were, is being exchanged onto that benefit which is out there. So that's why it no longer has kedusha. You can use it for other purposes. it's not a full-fledged, you know, chalipin of kedusha from one item to the other, because then it means that the money I get, I have limitations. You know, it has kedusha, it's basic essence on it, but that's not true either. Okay.
What?
When the Shiva Tuvi here sell the shul, right? So we said before, right? Back in Siv Zion, it says afterwards that they sell the shul. So if the shul sold it without the Zion Tuvi here, the money gets the kedusha instead, and they cannot lower the money from its kedusha. If, however, they sold it together with the elders of the city, so then they can use the money wherever they want.
They sold it together with the people.
If the Zion Tuvi Ha'ir sold this item, sold the shul, or the materials of the shul, so they've been appointed as the authority on the city, that, and if they did, if they sold the shul by Maimon Ha'ir, so they have a problem. But if this the city, people of the city sold it together with the Zion Tuvi Ha'ir, so then you can use the money for other purposes as well. That make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Fine, Magen Rambam said that the Huadin, the Mutalem, needs to save a Torah. Oh, no, fine. Ein Aleph, yeah? Feel all your yeshiva to be here. But they cannot be masquerade or lend, be mashkin it or be mashal it, even through the Shiva Tuvi Ha'ir. I feel even though you're maimon hashir and Shiva Tuvi Ha'ir, you can. But if there's no exchange, the kedusha is still on the item.
Can't do what be mashkin.
Yeah.
Use it as security, a lower what?
Mm-hmm.
Or what else? Or what else can't?
Be mastered or be mashal, but you rent it out. Yeah. Why? It's also because they still have kedusha, and so you can't give it out to use for other purposes. Come to the Ramah says, but this is the only problem if what you're giving it out for is an act of harada b'kedusha. You say, how can you be married b'kedusha? It still has its kedusha. But if you want to use it for something which is appropriate for its level of kedusha, that's what's the problem?
How do you know what the appropriate level of kedusha is?
Well, a sefer Torah using as a sefer Torah is not a problem. Shul being used as a shul is not a problem. That teva, you know, a oran being used as an oran, that's what it's made for. So that's called its appropriate level of kedusha. If I want to use the oran as a box to store things, that's a problem. I want to use it to hold a sefer Torah, so that's fine. The one who's receiving it, he got paid. He got money, and he gave the mashkin. He got money as they rented the item. There's money here. In Shaklar Medachal Kedusha Lamos, but we don't. Can't say there was an exchange of the kedusha onto the money. Why? Shrei ein guva chavetz koni loy, but dain nishim kedusha so become established for kodesh. You're not giving over the purchaser, excuse me, the renter that he owns the item. He got the rights to use it for this period of time, but the item still remains the original item, and the original item is kodesh. Comes from what? It's only a problem if you what they're going to use it for is in some way. Lessening the degree of kedusha, shemiridim kedushasim. Vano shashayel osirchem shemim lemechal. They use it for kedusha purposes, but even a sefer Torah, if you're going to use it as a sefer Torah, it's mutter. If you're a Sefer Torah, you can do that. Zot Mishabur Mikolshkin, the Hashal Basic Nessel, the Spellabos, I can lend out my shul to a different people, group of people who need to dive in there. Vayrel is Tomid. There's a Davka, Kesheshel, Vosecha, Kari, Sefer Torah, Chim Yispalo, Basic Nessel, Basora. So they're going to be using it as a shul with a minion. So a minion, a large minion, smaller, it's a minion. However, if they're going to be davening b'yachidus there, halav hachi yesh b'zeh mishum zilzul kedusha. That's what the other summit says. And we're going to rum kosher b'shem katan chavzayin. The mishum is on poiskim mashu the chol gavni shari. No, it's usually being used for tefillah, even though the tefillah b'yachidus is not the same level of kedusha tefillah b'tzibur. That's not going to be. So we've detracted from the kedusha of the basic knesses by doing that. That wouldn't be true. Yud beis. Me sheyeshla tanai imakohol, the person who's created an arrangement with the community. Shayukal even basic knesses kim hu bizarre, that only he and his descendants have the authority to build a new shul. And yochalimker skusa leacher, he wants to sell out that skusa to somebody else. Can't. They gave it to him, but it's not resaleable. It's not sellable. Or any other way, his family has gotten the schus to provide the Sefer Torah to the community, etc. Reuven, we owe something to Reuven. We feel Reuven has been very special. We want to give Reuven this schus. He gets this schus. We didn't mean to get it to the point he can sell it to somebody else. It means we want him to have it, he and his descendants. But sell somebody else, like we never gave it to the Chachil for that purpose. I'll get his to fair share of the schus, unless they made up an arrangement. Okay. Kosovatas. The Shulchan Aruch Mari, Kishakibdo is Sebechinim, that they gave him the schus to do it for free. So then he wants to turn around and sell to somebody else. Like, you know, no, we gave it to you because we wanted to make it to you, not you should give it to somebody else. Mm-hmm. Even if you're selling it to the other person, you're making money on it. We're giving you cover, you're making money on it. No. We gave you cover, not the other person. Okay. However, this person bought the schus in the tzibur. Right? So now, except that they were doing him, they were being mechab at him. He happened to be, he had a lot of money. So he bought it. So now he wants to sell it to somebody else. But who can call Kenyan the Alma the Yochalim Kritz Kusalach? It's like a regular Kenyan. Give it to somebody else. Kamogam Borahu, Kidafka Lahogan, Kamoyu, Hitler Skusat. But even in that situation where he's buying it, the person they're giving to has to be an appropriate level of a person. Equivalent to we don't mind if a person like this buys these rights. We do mind if a person who's like much less than his levels of Kedusha would buy these rights. We wouldn't sell it to him. But I bought it. I want to turn around and resell it to somebody who's on a similar spiritual stature as I am. Okay, Kosel Yerabba.
How do you really know who's? I mean, okay, if the guy's a rabbi, if he's a dayan, if you know he's a posek, fine. But I mean, Joe Schmo, you know, Jew. How do you know which one this Jew is better than the other Jew? How do you know?
You don't know for sure because we don't know everybody. But as far as we know, we have a chesed kashrus. But there are some people which we know are acting more properly, and some people are acting less properly than they should. So he bought it for X amount of money. Wants to turn around and resell it. So you say, I'm sorry, you can't resell it.
He could resell it to some.
Right, but not to somebody who would be of a lower stature than he. Okay, how's the belly rabba? Became a dinner to Lavush, Kishashul, the Beferish Yochalim Kriskusa, who got Kin Dafka Logan Kamoyo. See, they were in a case where he bought it, or they gave it to him as a matana. And they said explicitly, you may give it to somebody else, but give it to somebody else, it means somebody which the people would have the same level of respect for as this person. We feel very honored that Mr. Beryl over here, who's Trenes Bal Tzedakah and Trenes Bal Chesed, is very involved in the community, should have such a schus. Right, so So he turns around and he sells it to Mr. Shmerl, who's a stingy miser who never helps anybody for anything. Yeah, maybe the story about the Meditchever, I find it's very nice. But the bottom line is, we're not interested in Mechab, but a person like that in this lifetime. After 20 years, it's a person's business. But we're not interested in giving him COVID. We want to give you the COVID because you're a person who's always there for the community. This guy's not. We don't want to give him the COVID. Oh, yeah, I'm allowed to sell to whoever I want. No, you're not. That's what he means. Okay. Yud Gimel. Gobel Mos, the Minyan Mesekness, is a Bola Ham Dabar Mitzvah. Okay, now, they raised the money to build a shul. And a situation came up that they needed the money for other purposes, mitzvah purposes. Mitzian Bahamos, they can spend the money for that purpose. Okay? The Tila has been exchanged with the Hazmana La Milsi. Just the designation alone does not get Kedusha on it. So there's no Kedusha yet. So there's a Neder problem. So Neder means I committed to use this. So we have to define what the Neder is. The Neder is people are designating this to use for the basic necessities because that's an important mitzvah. So they mean that for basic necessities as opposed to Hachnosis Kala? No, they didn't mean that. They meant the Tzarek Mitzvah. So this is Tzarek Mitzvah. So that'll address the Neder issue. Let's say they went a step further. Kano Avonim Rekaris. Then Layim Krim the Dar Mitzvah Ella the Pinyan Shuim. Once already they bought something with it, they cannot sell it out. So we now the Shalom here, the Mishmer is going to grapple with, like, why not? If it's already built, it's already the Shiva Tuba year are able to take this item and sell it for Chulin. So how can they not take the money or the items that they bought and use it for mitzvahs? Right, it doesn't seem to fit with what we said before, right? If we're able to actually sell it after it's already built them and used, and take off all the kedusha for chulin purposes, right? And the money becomes chulin as well, if it's shiva tuba year, b'mayim adan shiva year. So how can you not be able to use it for mitzvah? So Mishabura grapples with that. We'll see that in Mishabura. But meanwhile, and once we purchase the materials. Then the only mitzvah which we allow you to sell them for is to get money to redeem the captives. But this half opinion shrim goes even to the point where we've already taken the stones, we've hewn them, placed them, we've taken the beams, and we've cut them and we planed them and we've made them to the right shape and size. Everything's ready to go. So you can't sell for anything else, but you could sell for pinyan shuyim. But if you got to the point where they actually built it already, we don't say, oh, go to, we'll sell the shul and go to pinyan shuyim. We will force the tzibur to come up with new money. Money for Pinyan Shul as opposed to selling the shul and getting the money. Ein Zayin Dvar Mitzvah. Minisos HaMash Mekol Dvar Mitzvah Eni Dvar Mitzvah Kidak Ketzak HaYetz B'Zeh. So we said the first point was you just raised money, you can use this for Dvar Mitzvah. What Dvar Mitzvah? Anyone. Even Stalker. Av She'en HaMekedchemur Mekedushas Bekenesses. It's not like you're going up with the value, the money for a higher level of usage. I don't need that. Now, 1 second. What do you mean? If you gather, you raise money, you can use it for something else, but it has to be of a higher level of kedusha. You raise money for a shul, you can use it for the teva. You raise money for the teva, you can use it for the sefer Torah, for the nevim or ksubim. You raise money for the nevim, you can use it for sefer Torah. But what we're here to discuss, we're not saying that. We're saying that. We were governing Mos, and we're using it for something else. So it's different than the case before where you can't do that. The answer is, Hakamara, I get a Shiva Tuba here, but my Madan Shir here. Try the Hotzi Mos, Avakdusha Kala, Vaflachulan, Kanaba Sivsain. Chinam says Zayin. V'hataz, that's the Magen Avraham. Taz Mugul Lo, Af Al Pi, Af Shalo Yayidei Shiva Tivu Yir, B'may Ben Hanshir, the Mesh Shkili Amoz Der Chavo, Chach Yach Zir Amoz Acherim, B'may Sekneses. But the Mesh Shem Cotton Beis, the Shir Lay Shom, the Gab Amoz, the Mutta Likach Der Chavo. Okay, so he said like this. He said before, you can't take the money which has been collected. You cannot take that money and use it for other purposes. So what can you yes do? Even without the Shiva Tovah year, what you can do is we can borrow the money, and they're going to replace the money for the purpose of the binyan. So when the Geboim's collected stock of, so to take the item and then totally use it for another purpose, you may not do. But to exchange this money onto other money and put the designation and the onto the other money, that's fine. That's really what a halva is. You're taking this money, you can repay it with other money. That other money will now replace the first money, which has been used for mitzvah purposes. And the community will get its money back eventually for the same purpose, that makes it mutter. So what's the issue here? We mentioned we're learning the sif. The issue was in a kedusha issue because there's no kedusha on that money. There's no kedusha on the money yet. The issue was there's a netter you designated for the purpose of the shul. So how can you then decide to use it for something else? We said you can't. But since if you're doing a derech halvoa, which means you're guaranteeing the person will give money back for the tzarech of so there's no netter problem. The netter will be fulfilled, and that's how we solve that problem. Once they're ready, they bought a vodim makaris, they can't sell it. The yimkru the dvar mitzvah. So what does that mean? Alvisha shall pi din mutter al pi shiva tibir b'mayim anashir afilo hitzil the chulin koshkel the dvar mitzvah. If they could take the shul when it's ready built and sell it for to become a chulin, kama karmen, they can sell these materials. Kamakam lo yasuke. Even though that's mutter to do. It's not proper to do it, but you go into the Seabers, you need money, so go collect more money, make the Seaber pay. But you can do it for Pinyan Shuyim. Bonav Gomru, they built it, they already completed it. Dafa Gomru, I mean, look, Gomru has a Binyan, Dinaka, Bonav Karash, and Iskar Mikar. If you haven't completed it yet, take the part, and that's the Madriga there, which he said you can. With some caveats, we can sell it and get money instead. But once it's built, it's not proper to dismantle the building. So limkir basic nesses sirpe. Piras to ain roy la anshe yir lasses. It's not proper. They should sell away the shul for pinyan shuim. You know, get more money. I mean, it didn't share my opinion. Shuyim, the Zusha Chamur, Bechol Gavni, Bechol Beloy Dain, Tawi Erik, Bechol Gavni, but the truth is, for opinion Shuyim, if that's necessary, that's all you have available, and you cannot collect otherwise, you would use that money. And he says, or if you want to sell to go up to Zusha Chamur, so weiter it's mutter. Okay. Let's leave the talent over here.